Geralyn Lasher, who's the communications director for Governor Rick Snyder. We had to get Geralyn back on this morning because we had more questions. We ran out of time. Yeah, there are endless questions for you, Geralyn. Sorry about that.
No problem. Happy to chat with you.
All right. I thought it was interesting that the Michigan Public Policy Survey conducted by the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School for Public Policy says that Michigan's local leaders are warming up to the governor. Did you see that survey?
We did see that come out yesterday. I think this is a survey that they do pretty frequently, or they do routinely, I guess I should say, and it gauges the opinions of folks at the township and the county level who are working in kind of those local jurisdictions.
So are you feeling the love from those entities?
the governor isn't a person who really, pays a lot of attention to different polls. He's been very focused and very clear on we've got to get Michigan back in terms of reinventing ourselves, in terms of jobs and making sure that there's jobs here for our kids when they graduate from school or they get out of school, and making sure that there's opportunities here and we can increase, that. It really continue on that reinvention, but certainly it's nice to see. It's always nice to see when there's good feedback, and we just want to keep moving forward.
Mayor Dave Bing from the city of Detroit said that the state is trying to take over Belle Isle without negotiations with the city. What do you think about that?
It certainly is not the perspective that we're coming at this with. I mean, Rodney Stokes, who had been our director of the Department of Natural Resources, and Governor has asked him to really take the lead on, for instance, Belle Isle and other things called placemaking, and making sure that we're really revitalizing and working with our local communities to increase opportunities. And we all know, I mean, Belle Isle has great potential to be, kind of back to the grandeur or really what it had been many years ago. And we want to work cooperatively. We want to work with the city, have that become really a state park, so we can take advantage of a lot of the resources that are available to state parks as far as making sure it's going to be accessible to families, it's going to be safe for families, and making sure that can really continue, and it would be a situation where it would be leased back to the city for, I think maybe like $1 a year or something like that. It's not as if it's an expensive situation, so it certainly would remain a Detroit entity, but just being able to partner and take advantage of some, resources that really would be helpful so families and kids can continue to enjoy it.
Four southern Michigan counties were declared natural disaster areas yesterday because of crop damage caused by the drought. They and six bordering counties now qualify for federal low-interest loans. Now, there are a couple other counties, including Jackson here in the mid-Michigan area, which are in danger of being added to that list. What's the governor doing to help farmers in Michigan, especially around mid-Michigan, who are dealing with this drought situation?
Certainly. Obviously, this is having an enormous impact. Agriculture is, agriculture and food-related products. I mean, that's basically one of our largest industries in the state of Michigan. So we want to make sure that farmers have the resources that they need. And so we've worked closely. Our director of agriculture, Jamie Clover Adams, she's worked closely really since beginning her role to make sure that the federal government understands kind of our needs. And we were happy to see that they really responded and declared those counties yesterday, so that can start providing some assistance. And certainly we'll be, I know the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development will be working closely with not only the farmers in Jackson, but everywhere else, assessing the situation and seeing what kind of, whether it's federal or other types of aid that might be available for them.
We have talked with healthcare leaders throughout the state of Michigan on this program in the last couple of weeks, and they're very concerned about what Michigan's healthcare plan in regards to Obamacare is going to be. And they're especially worried about us getting that done in time so we're not fined. What's the governor doing to try and combat this?
Right. Well, as you know, he very much wants to be able to move forward with getting access to those dollars that the federal government has made available so we can start looking at some of the planning, because this is not something, the Supreme Court has already ruled, certainly, that the Affordable Care Act will continue. Putting in place some of these systems is not something that can be done overnight, and we want to make sure that we can access federal dollars in order to do some of that planning and do some of that legwork. And our point is we really just want to make sure that Michigan can make the decisions as to what would be included, for instance, in an exchange in what we're calling the Michigan, the My Health Marketplace. We want to be able to make those decisions here as far as coverage options as opposed to the federal government imposing that on Michigan. So we're still working on that. There was a hearing yesterday in the House where more of the details were laid out, and really, again, looking at this from more of the we want to just be able to access these planning dollars so we can have the steps in place so when it needs to be implemented, we're ready to go and we're not behind the curve and we're not forced to have the federal government come in and step in and basically take over the program.
All right, Geralyn, we've got a Republican governor. The Republican Senate has already approved a plan. It's the Republican House that is dragging its feet and doesn't really want to deal with this situation until after the election. What can the governor do to have some action before that?
Well, they have, for instance, it was House committees that were meeting yesterday, and they have some more questions that they've indicated that they wanted to get some additional answers for. So the individuals from, the team from the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs met with them yesterday in a hearing and really walked through a lot of the answers to those questions, had a good, productive dialogue. So legislature will be back in session on August 15th, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to see some action take place on the floor then.
We've been talking with Geralyn Lasher, who's the Communications Director for Governor Rick Snyder. Geralyn, thank you so much.
Thank you. Great talking with you, Tony.